7 minutes to 11 on a Friday night, a dramatic Friday night in Geelong. The Cats with an after-the-siren goal from Gary Rowan from 48 metres close to the boundary line defeat the Bulldogs by 5 points. 12-11-83 to 11-12-78. Tony Shaw, Matthew Lloyd and Bruce Eva with you until 11 o'clock. And one of the men of the match, although Lloydie hasn't given his votes yet, Tom Stewart was brilliant in the back line all night. But we want to get his thoughts firstly as he joins us from the rooms. Where was he on the ground where he was watching Gary Rowan's kick, and did he jump the highest on the mosh pit that descended on Gary Rowan after the dramatic final kick? Tom, thanks for joining us on 3AW Footy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
One of the most famous, exciting wins you've been involved in?
Yeah, it's definitely top two, that one and the Melbourne one. It's pretty amazing to have two games early in your career that there's been a goal after someone to decide it, but yeah, pure elation, mate. And a little bit struck at the moment.
Tommy, just Tony Shaw, brilliant game of football by yourself, but just a great game to watch, and you got across the line. But just your ability to read the ball in the air, I think, is the one thing that no one can. They can play plays to stop you, but once you read the ball like that in the air, was it just a game that sometimes you think, geez, this thing's coming to me nearly every time? And how'd you feel when they tried to set one up on you in the second half?
Oh, to be honest, I just play the game as I see it, Shorey. I'm very lucky that the blokes around me do heaps to allow my job to be a lot easier. Sometimes after playing somebody, sometimes I get the run and jump. So I'm just trying to play to my strengths and play the game as it comes. I'm not trying to force too much, and I think that's working pretty well for me.
What about the Bulldogs? The use of the ball around packs. How did you go about trying to combat that in during the week, because they're one of the best sides of moving the ball from the contest by hand?
Yeah, they are. Obviously, they pride themselves on their skill around the ball, and obviously we saw some really, really tight, fierce contests around that tonight. But I think to break even with a team like that who has some unbelievable players around the ball is a real testament to the guys around it. But we put a hell of a lot of work in, and we're extremely lucky. I mean, every coaching staff's brilliant, but the coach is really just dialed in for us what we need to do, and I think we'd like to think we executed tonight.
Hey, Tom, congratulations. You've got some great kicks for goal. Who would you back in after the siren if you could only choose one at Geelong?
Oh,
is it Tom?
Gary,
or
yeah,
is it
Gaz would be up, Gaz would be up there. Yeah, I'd flip a coin between Hawk and Gary Rowan. They put so much time into the kicks, and I'd back them both in, but I'm bloody glad that it was Gary and not me.
And you've added some players in. Obviously, Isaac Smith, he was wonderful tonight. Higgins, I thought he was good when he got involved. And Jeremy Cameron's made a big difference. How do you view the form of the team now compared to how you're going late last year?
There's still a lot we can improve on. The game's obviously evolved throughout the year. But at this stage, I think we're just really priding ourselves on the contest and winning those ground balls around the ground and then getting out and helping out to the next one. So I think we're still building on that, but I like to think that we've got a lot of improvement left in us.
Crowd a factor, even though there was only 7,000 in, they made some noise.
Oh, they were brilliant tonight, the Cats fans. It was obviously a real trying time for the world at the moment, but to have about 7,000 or 8,000 Cats fans down there, geez, they were loud. It was bloody brilliant.
Tom, you're always generous with your time. Thanks for joining us so close after the final siren. Enjoy the victory. Enjoy the weekend. Look forward to seeing you in a big one next Thursday night at the Gabba. Go well.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Star Geelong defender Tom Stewart.
He's a good player.
Yeah, he's a super player, isn't he, Shorey?